advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I'm not really here today.
Is this your hologram?
It is.
Hmm.
If you catch some latency, that's...
Where are you broadcasting from?
Mars.
Damn. That's a tight beam.
Yeah. The internet's fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
They got those 6Gs up there.
Yeah. 6 Jesuses.
Six cups of internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The bandwidth is gaping.
Yeah.
Gaping bandwidth.
That's correct.
DMU.
That's correct.
Did you pick a Techo winner?
I didn't.
We're going to do that. I'll start looking. All right. Man. See if I can find that post.
Told you I'm not here. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have internet. I can broadcast my vocals, but I don't have the same internets. The place is different. The internet on Mars is different.
How's it?
They have like alien porn and shit. You can't get regular.
Oh, yeah. A lot of
it's,
green.
Instead of
green
X porn. Videos, yeah, it's extraterrestrial videos.
Right.
Yeah.
So tentacle porn is just called porn.
Yes.
And then penis porn is its own special.
Human porn.
Like, that's like a niche.
Yeah, penis porn. Yeah. Yeah. Pussy.
Yeah. That's human pussy.
Human pussy.
Yeah. Just lots of tentacles.
Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah.
Damn, I don't know what I'm missing. I hear tentacles and pussy. I was trying to look at these. I can't.
You can't do two things at once.
You missed some good shit, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, since participation's so high, pick a number between 1 and 5.
7.
That's not right. Yeah. I could come up with some Jim Carrey reason for that to matter.
4.
It's going to be
74.
You're picking 4? That's going to be an expensive hot sack. It's a Majerium Jimmer Jammer Donner party.
Marge Dammer Dammer. Yeah.
Well, all right. Congratulations. I don't know what she's eating there, but she did use the, that stuff I was talking about. I don't even know how to say it. The achote. I don't know how you say it.
Achote. Some kind of,
that paste.
The paste.
Oh yeah.
Some kind of paste.
Yeah. I've
not done that yet.
Chicken bouillon cube.
Yeah. I'm going to go tomorrow and buy that. They have it at Food Max.
Do they?
Yeah. Which I told myself I wasn't going anymore because I got robbed at gunpoint.
Every store gets robbed.
Yeah, exactly.
Very often though, this place.
That's Yeah, it's because it's in the ghetto.
It is ghetto as fuck. Yeah. No, this was in the middle of the day. One of our fans' husband was
there. Don't go in the middle of the day.
Victoria Barton's husband was there.
Go in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's probably worse.
That's probably better.
Yeah, maybe all the tweakers are sleepy during the day. And so they're grumpy. It's grumpy tweakers in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's
at night, they're wide awake. They just finished fixing their cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm doing. See if it works. If it doesn't, if I'm not here next week, it didn't work.
Why is that going to be an expensive hot sack?
She lives in
fucking
Zimbabwe.
Or some shit. Yeah.
Fucking something like that.
It's all right.
More power to her.
She lives in Japanatown. Mm. Fucking they have tree
Japanatown.
Houses.
Yeah.
Japanatown.
That's where the Japandas come from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Japanda.
You ever seen a chimpanzee?
I'm picturing Jim Carrey.
What's wrong with Japan?
Chimpanzee. You never been to Japantown?
Yeah.
You got Japansies? You fucking Japansy.
It's fucking hot in here.
It is hot in
here.
Yeah. You got sweat problems.
It has begun. Dude, I literally, if I take a hot shower, I got to finish cold.
Yeah.
I can't fucking get dressed.
No, it's rough.
I'm like, I sweat for...
It's humid. It's been humid here.
It's moist.
Dude, it is moist. It's very moist outside.
Cake panties in our basement.
It's like a raspberry filled...
And my shirt after a shower.
Powdered donut.
Brownies aren't cake, though.
It's not as moist, though.
Those are moist.
But the powdered sugar in the cake is like super dry, so the moist kind of makes it buoyant.
No.
That'd be a good joke.
Powdered donuts.
Put baby powder on donuts and trick somebody.
Been done. Powdered donuts with the raspberry filling are always moist. They're never dry.
Did you say thank you for those donuts?
I don't know. Thank you. For the donuts.
Did you say who got you the donuts?
Josh Burton.
Oh, there you go.
His wife probably bought them.
Yeah, she did.
That's why she was Sculpt Member of the Month in past months.
Even though it isn't swapping powdered sugar for baby powder, my brother did a really, really horrific wasabi green tea ice cream swap.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
like, just straight wasabi frozen?
Yeah. So his mother-in-law refused to go to eat Japanese food. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's from Louisiana. Like, she's old school. She's like, I ain't going to eat no rockfish. That's disgusting. And like, wouldn't go. And years and years and years, they finally talked to her. And they're like, no, we're not going to eat sushi. We're going to eat teppanyaki, like, at the table, really good cuts of meat, like, delicious food, blah, blah, blah. On her
rice and meat. Yeah.
It's easy. Think it was her 60th birthday or something. So they'd take her out for her birthday, do the whole thing, eat a delicious meal. My brother knew the owner of the restaurant and said, no, this is going to be hysterical. Like, trust me. So he goes in back. He takes the ice cream scooper, scoops a whole thing of wasabi in the bowl of green tea ice cream, takes a butter knife, puts green tea ice cream over the top of the wasabi so it's even all melty and it looks like ice cream. Yeah, it's a very expensive joke. And so then they deliver it to her and sing happy birthday with and hand her her green tea ice cream, which she's never had before either. Mm-hmm. So she takes a big spoonful, puts it in her mouth, has the ultimate wasabi reaction in your nose.
Hoss and Pepper Incorporated.
Throws up her entire dinner on the Teppan table.
Flaming volcano.
At which point
he put it in a bowl and flipped it back to her.
Most people in the room immediately declared that the practical joke was a failure.
Yeah. Hot vomit.
No, I disagree.
Exactly. My brother disagreed as well. He said, No.
That was more than a success.
That was far better than I ever could have dreamed.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm buying a fan this week.
Man, I have the hardest.
Dick.
You buying a fan?
Yeah, you do.
I have the hardest tree stump in my backyard. I had an axe, right? I got an axe, 4-pound axe. Like, so it's not huge, but it's a good size axe.
Is that big?
Regular handle. It's like a regular.
Yeah, that's a regular axe.
4 pounds. I mean, it's like a sledgehammer. And it's the bigger axe head. And I sharpen it up. I go out there and I got to start chopping this stump down. And it's like a little bit above the cement, but it's like the cement cut out and it's in the way and the dogs keep digging in it. It's fucking by my pool equipment. So I'm going to fucking get it out of there. That fucking, it's petrified, I think.
Don't you have a chainsaw? I thought you had a chainsaw.
No, I was using that too.
Really?
That fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
match slice through it?
No, I was trying. Yeah, it was going. It's near a fence that's not very good.
Like, I did it's not it a moist fence. I did it near a fence that wasn't very good.
I don't know.
Just put some bricks around it and pretend it's your fire pit.
I could.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, there was a couple spots where the axe bounced off.
Ooh.
Like, fucking,
have you done the matchlight thing before?
Huh?
Have you done matchlight on a stump?
Mm-mm.
Fucking miraculous.
Just feel like it take down. A long time. It's like a campfire, I guess, but
yeah.
You just pour the, because ours was like, one of them was like,
I've seen people
6 inches
them out,
from our fence.
Dude.
And we like hosed down the fence.
And it was rock hard.
A couple of times. And we basically put all the match light on the other side of the stump.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, it's not like the stump lights on fire. Like it's just, it looks like a barbecue grill. There's like a couple of inches of flame up on top of the match light. And I just stood out there with the hose on the ready and drank a beer. And
Dave standing out there with the hose fucking, and rock hard 6 inches.
It burned it down and it doesn't like make the stump go away, but it completely broke it down, sunk in on itself. I let it keep going. And then the next day it was easy to just fucking demolish.
I might have to burn it because this shit's like fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
There's a house in my neighborhood, but some dude showed up with some crazy machine that they were just like,
it's a stump grinder.
Fucking go down through it, turn it into sawdust. Yeah. It was impressive.
It'd be nice, but
so did we cover all our bases?
I think we're done.
Yeah. Don't be retarded.
Okay. Georgia Tan, stolen babies. Hey. Don't be a retard.
Eli Kateko. Yep. You know what? Georgia Tan. That's what color me and Brad are. Peach.
Peach.
Yeah, you can probably find that at Home Depot. Like,
somebody could eat us.
I'm looking for a Georgia tan.
Yeah. That's a color on the
somebody could eat us
white
for
guy
hours.
Scale.
Yeah. Yeah. It's somewhere between Navajo and coffee, like a Georgia tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does sound that way.
Yeah.
It's a stain color for sure.
So Georgia
Sadly,
tan.
No.
Where did this topic come from? You
know what? Mike Saar actually recommended it to me.
Jesus. After listening to another podcast, probably
too late to change it.
That's what we found out.
Yeah.
You fucking
apparently
douchebag.
Everyone needs to realize we don't listen to podcasts, and so we don't know if someone else just fucking did this shit.
Yeah. And you're setting us up.
Our fans say, "Hey, you guys should do blah blah blah." Follow that sentence with, "Because I just heard it on this other podcast," and then we won't fucking do it.
Well, here's the thing, though. I look at it as an ultimate compliment. Because this guy just listened to a podcast about it, and he's like, you know, it'd be dope if those fucking guys did this topic. Yeah,
way
like,
more
I already that. Learned about the topic, but
yeah,
like,
I don't want to know anything about the topic.
Right.
I want them to.
I just
want
to.
I want them to say what it is,
right.
And then not talk about.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, with some dick jokes and maybe a naked dinosaur.
Three
like
dick
all
jokes
kinds
down already.
Exactly.
Yeah. Six inches, rock hard. It's been happening.
And we already got one naked dinosaur. Who knows how many naked dinosaurs are going to show up?
Was
in this
there
episode?
Naked dinosaur? Is that the tentacle pussy part I missed?
No.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not present.
You don't remember the?
Let's stick that up your Georgia tan. How much tentacle pussy was in the podcast you listened to?
I'm gonna go back and listen to this one. I miss some naked dinosaurs. Yeah.
There was a category, not the mama.
So Georgia tan. It also sounds like the name of a drink.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like a Georgia tan, no ice.
You can do that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's got peach fucking some kind of peach.
Peach schnapps.
Yeah.
Peach schnapps and whiskey. That's all it is.
Maybe. Where's
That's
the tin?
It.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, maybe there's like a
vanilla.
I'm picturing
vanilla.
Like some kind of a
That's
cream,
it.
Like
Done.
A cream layer.
There you go, vanilla. Yeah. He just said it, yeah.
After, but that's
you
not
a cafe.
Cream.
Yeah, some cafe.
I don't want to say like
creme,
Bailey's. People are going to be like, what the fuck?
No, that's gay. Bailey's is gay.
Anyway, I'm not a mixologist, but
if you're a bartender,
it needs a cream layer.
Let us see
if it needs peach because it's Georgia.
So. I say, you know, a splash of vanilla schnapps, peach schnapps, and whiskey. There you go. Fucking done.
I trust you.
All right.
We'll so I'll take a Georgia actually tan. Right now, I'm going to make a Georgia tan.
And if you're pregnant, it'll steal your baby.
I'm going to make a Georgia tan exactly without the schnapps.
Oh, okay.
If you drink too much Georgia tan and you're pregnant, then you will lose your baby.
So this is High West Whiskey Double Rye. It's our third High West Whiskey, but we've got three different...
kinds.
What are the other?
They're all
kinds.
Sitting right there in front of Brent. Why is Brent's whiskey bar
there's no
facing
room
him
on
in
the
front of me?
There's no
this?
Room on the shelf.
Oh, is this another new one?
Yeah, it's a new one. So what are those two? This is the double rye.
Oh, God, fuck you.
Oh, weird.
Jake Williams.
Valley Tan.
You son
of a
bitch. Oh,
shit. Valley Tan. God damn.
That's weird. Yeah. And then this, and that was from Brett Gonzalez and Brian Johnson. And then
knows I don't like the rye. And
this one's
double rye.
This is just called light whiskey, which sounds cheap.
Yeah,
that's very
that's
cheap.
That's not good.
So this
also,
is from,
also from Breck and Brown.
This is from Jake Williams. It's the double rye. Maybe the double rye will outrye the rye and you'll actually like it.
I don't know why you say that.
Nope.
Good.
Nope.
I like it. I don't know what's your problem with rye. That's delicious.
It's dry and it's woody.
Yep.
Mm-mm. What don't you like about that?
I don't like it.
There's no sweetness.
Like the,
there's not very,
I don't
there's
like
no
the,
sweet. It's a little hot.
I don't like the type of bite it has. Yeah.
It's dry.
I think you're
it's
trying to not dry. Be hypocritical and stick to your no rye thing.
No, my lips. You can't.
No, my lips.
I don't like it. I don't know.
I think in a blind test, you would have liked it.
So thank you, Jake wrong. Williams. We all just mixed Georgia tans.
I mean, the taste of it isn't bad. I don't like the texture.
It's too buttery.
So Georgia tan. Who, for the record, I think the most important detail everyone needs to know about Georgia Tan is that she looks like Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live.
She has glasses. Maybe. That's the, not, no offense to her, but she's kind of odd looking.
She looks like who? Wait, who?
Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
I know what you're talking about. She's an odd
one. She looks
one.
Like one of the new ones.
Oh, she's in the fucking Walking Family Reunion.
I don't know.
Have you never seen that?
Yeah, that's not her though. You're thinking of the different. You're thinking of Amy. What's her name? The blonde chick, the new one.
Farrah Fowler.
No. What's her name?
Blossom. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she looks like Rachel Dratch. Trust me.
Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
So Georgia Tan.
And Zach Morris is a piece of shit. Have you guys listened to that?
No, he told us about
it. Oh God,
week,
dude,
I haven't seen it.
No, it wasn't last week. It was like a month ago.
Damn you, Maxis! Show yourself.
So. Georgia Tan stole and sold babies.
Hold on, before we get into this, would you fuck her?
Like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it either. No. If she's dead, maybe.
She's a lesbian too.
That doesn't matter. What does that matter? Why do you even say that?
Why do you put labels on things, man?
That was like walking into a steakhouse and telling them you're vegan. And you just said that right there.
Hello, I'm vegan. I hope you've got salad.
She's a. I didn't ask if she's.
I'll be having bread rolls. I suppose.
Well, I'm playing the scenario where you fuck her, and it probably gets stopped somewhere in there because she's a lesbian.
Now she's asleep or something. Come on.
Well, then it's not fucking. It's a different term. That's still
for one person.
So, Georgia Tan stole babies, and she stole fucking 5,000 of them.
Yeah.
At least.
That's a large number.
That's a large number of babies to steal. Most people, you know.
I mean, most people who steal babies, like, they keep it in reasonable numbers.
Yeah. You like might a get couple. A dozen.
Yeah, a dozen.
You know.
Like a baker's dozen, even.
Maybe a baker's dozen. Like, if you're a Russian mobster, baker's dozen.
Yeah.
I think the determination of when, how much is a lot of stealing is when you get caught is really the limitation, right?
Like, that's so true. I guess murder is the same
you
way.
You just keep on doing it until you get caught. She just.
Like, the guy that murdered one guy was like, he just got caught at the one. The other guy who murdered 200 got caught at 200.
If God didn't kick her in the baby puncher eventually and put her out of here, she might have stolen 10,000 babies.
She might have, yeah. And she might have anyway.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? That's really what we figured out.
Right. But I think the 5,000, I think it's a fairly decent number because they did have records from the fake adoption racket she was running. So they had a lot of records. So
she seems very fucking homey too. Like, you wouldn't suspect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very strange. Right. A strange thing.
So her goal was she had a black market for white babies, specifically blonde, blue-eyed babies. Mm-hmm. And she tended to be like the Robin Hood of baby stealers, and she stole from the poor and gave to the rich. Mm-hmm. So there was basically rich people.
Give to the rich, sold to the rich.
Yeah, she sold to the rich. So rich people were willing to adopt one of her babies for $5,000, no questions asked.
A lot of times, though, it was presented as a professional front. Like, I watched a couple things on it. Like, she would meet him in a hotel lobby and have him sign paperwork, and then they got a receipt. Of sorts, you know, and some documentation, whatnot. But even in the cases where what would happen really is, I mean, once that couple had the baby, even if they questioned, like, hey, why is there not a birth certificate, or this seems weird, or this is odd,
right?
It's too late. You got the baby, you love the baby, and now you're like part of the crime,
right?
And so you're like, well, do you want me to take the baby back? Like, I'll go to jail if you want, but I'm gonna have to give that baby back to the real parents.
I didn't hear anything you just said. When she was younger,
naked
she was
dinosaurs.
Doable. She was doable when she was younger.
That's not her.
Yeah, it is. No, who's that?
Jane Crawford or whatever. Yeah.
Was that her lesbian lover?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, her then.
Okay. So for the record, over the 25 years that she was stealing babies, she was stealing 17 babies a month.
That's a pretty good average.
That's a good average.
She straight drove an old limo through playgrounds and would just tell like kids like, hey, want to go for a ride in the limo? And they fucking get like, in the car.
Actually,
yeah, she would like, they would take babies straight out of the hospital and tell the moms that they were stillborn, and she had paid off staff.
Oh, wow.
So they would just take them away and they never knew. Mm-hmm. But then she would get older kids and lie to the fucking children and tell them their parents died. And from some official status, she's here to take care of them and she'll find a family.
And she had the orphanage and all this stuff. So she always seemed official.
I mean, all kinds of rackets. She was even doing fake background checks. Right.
There are instances where she would find poor women who were either single or were whose dads worked a lot, and she would like, or worked out of town, and she would go to their apartment, go to their house and meet them. And basically she would play a waiting game until the baby got sick, and you're poor, you can't afford the doctor. She's like, look, I'm a social worker. I have this orphanage. I've got a doctor on call. Like, I can totally take your baby to the doctor right now.
So like a cold sick or something. Yeah, like she knew eventually the baby would get a cold.
But we'll check her in. We'll check your baby into the hospital. Like, here's the doctor, because there was a doctor in on it.
and then the doctor would sign off
and they would come back like
baby
they would,
died.
Like the next day she would go to the hospital. They're like, sorry, your baby died. And then meanwhile, they just fucking shipped the baby out.
And then that, as like a charitable thing, say that she offered to pay for the service and they took care of everything because it was really expensive financially to do that. And the social services is taking care of it for you. Sorry for your loss.
So those people weren't even looking for a baby.
No.
Why are we not doing this?
I watched Unsolved Mysteries, fucking Oprah. I saw one on Oprah where it showed the girl's thing where she got pregnant.
Showed
like
the girl's thing?
Yeah, it showed it.
Wow. It showed the girl's
thing. I'd never seen one before. Man. Yeah.
Oh, have you guys seen? Somebody posted.
Have you guys seen a pussy?
Dude.
Yeah, crazy.
Tell me the other podcast did.
No. It's like another mouth. No. With no teeth.
No, it's sideways.
It's smiling.
It's like a goat eye.
It has a cold sore on one side, though. Oh. Right at the top.
No, the Mike Tyson, they're putting their face, the face on Mike Tyson's face is on Oprah and Snoop Dogg's on Gail.
I watched that.
No. Oh my God.
That's pretty hilarious.
I think Donnie Mays or somebody posted that fucking.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh my God. Donnie Mays, the guy who made fucking, what's that guy make?
Talking about
Donnie Mays.
OxyClean?
Yeah.
OxyClean. That's Billy Mays.
Yeah. Oh, that's Billy Mays. That's his brother, Donnie Mays.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Vince killed him.
No, but Oprah. Yeah,
you know what we should do? We need to do that podcast where we talk about Vince killing and Billy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Oprah. Their last scene after, on a yacht together. After they showed that chick sideways smiling pussy with a cold sore, they showed the entire interview of this girl's story where she gets pregnant at 17. She runs away from home. She doesn't want to put shame on her family. And finally, somehow she fucking lands in fucking Georgia Tan's lap and she takes her in and goes and induces labor. And then just gives the baby up for adoption and tells the mom, I'm just going to do blood tests. And 30 minutes later, she's like, where's my baby? She's like, oh, we gave it up for adoption. Like straight told her we gave it for adoption.
Right.
And she was like, well, I didn't agree to that. She's like, well, we talked about it. You know, it's probably for the best. I mean, I could call your parents and they could probably help you track the baby back down and does that kind of shit. Like evil fucking mind games. Yeah. But they reunited that girl with her mom. Like what some of them have been reunited. Do? Yeah.
Like, oh, 40 years later, here's this old bitch that you've never known before. Like,
31 and it was beautiful, Dave. I teared up. My 31. Throat hurt.
I mean, yeah, that's a good thing that it happened, but fucking little too late.
You know, I just realized this. Our podcast is very inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just found that out right now.
Sideways pussy?
Yeah. Yeah, you went too far, sir.
I can't help what Inuits look like.
So.
I had to pick a very small minority. There's no way Eskimo's coming after me for that one.
I don't know.
So
Eskimo's International fucking is going to be lobbying outside of her.
I have this in my notes later, but I think it's worthy of bringing up now. So she ends up going like national, right? Mm-hmm. Even though this is all happening in Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
I think it's happening in Tennessee. She's adopting people all over the country. And she's a lot of people in Hollywood. She targets Los Angeles and New York heavily because that's where the rich people are who want babies.
I would too.
Joan Crawford, the movie star, ended up adopting one of her babies.
Brad's going to be pretty excited about one of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm pretty fucking excited about
one. I saw that on a documentary.
One of the children who was put up for adoption.
Who is it?
Ric Flair.
Whoa! That's funny. So Ric Flair didn't even know his parents.
Right. Ric Flair was a Georgia Tan adoption.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a fucking success story right
Fuck
there.
Yeah, it is.
That is a success story.
Ric Flair's the shit.
There's some bleach blonde dude with a mullet in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's straight up in his chair. He's like, what?
He's listening right now. Fucking Ric Flair's dad.
So King brought us together, man.
He's 132. He's fucking old. He's going to come out of his trailer for the first time in 40 years.
Because Ric Flair is not a spring chicken.
No.
Yeah.
The motherfucker's 97 right now.
He's got to be old.
Not 97.
That fucker was still wrestling when he was like fucking 70.
He was in the NWO. WO or whatever, fucking when he was in fucking like he was like 91.
Yeah. Like how old is Ric Flair?
With Razor Ramon.
I'm not allowed to say it, but NWO, that's like with osteoporosis, but I can't say the word. I'm not allowed to say.
What?
How old is Ric Flair?
Niger's with osteoporosis?
Yeah, that's the old NWO. They're NWO.
Oh, he's only 70.
Yeah.
Only. I thought he was older than 70.
That motherfucker's so old, he wears 3 knee pads. Like
his dad could be alive.
Vince is 73.
He could be 90. His dad, especially if it was in Tennessee, could be his brother now.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
He could be like only 13 or 14 years old.
Or it could be a legit dad and his dad's like 80.
That's true.
Yeah. It's Tennessee.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was saying like 83. I was trying to be, you know, nice.
Politically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make anybody mad.
No tentacle pussies
sister,
here.
Cousin. My buddy Owen, who listens to the podcast, he's moving to Tennessee, actually. And it's only because his hot sister and two hot cousins live there.
Yeah.
So.
You don't want to wait 6 years.
No.
Yeah.
And you don't have to marry. Yeah.
Right. So her early life, Georgia Tan was born in 1891 in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And that's where everything went wrong.
It's confusing as fuck.
Wait, so where is it always sunny at? Which Philadelphia? Because now I'm confused.
I don't think it's Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I'm from California, Chicago, man. Yeah,
it's always muddy in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
It's always cross burning in Philadelphia, Mississippi. That's an entirely different show on Netflix.
Just try to spell that. Some poor little kid goes to grade school.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Where are you from, Billy?
And how does that happen anyway? Like, you're settling a town in Mississippi, and they're like, what should we call this town? I don't know. I was at a town up north called Philadelphia. It was pretty nice.
I like it.
Yeah, let's just do that here.
They'll never know. Philadelphia. It's a wagons ride, man. They ain't going to hear about that.
They're never going to find out.
And if they do, what are they going
to
do?
Well, I think Phil and Delphia were the first ones to settle here.
Them and Mississippi.
Yeah. Let's call it that. Philadelphia.
Delphia. Someone's named Delphia. Yes. For sure. And I'm related to him for sure. My grandma's name was Larona. I had Myra and Lenora.
Larona.
Yeah.
Some Okie names, man. I got some Oklahoma genes.
What, Delphia?
Yeah, that was a slam dunk. Yeah, just thank you. I'm way more pleased than I should be about that. Like, it's not even that I thought it was that funny. It just instantly made me super happy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that. Maybe I did that for somebody else too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sex is like that too, Dave.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You're doing it wrong, man.
Yeah. It's messy. Is Am what I? It is.
Yeah, you have to turn around. Do it the other way, man.
It's messy.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You turn around.
I am doing it wrong.
If they're behind you, you're doing it wrong.
You have to, having sex, because you have to save energy to change the sheets afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one of many things.
That's what makes me mad about movies. Like, they have
orange stains.
There.
I mean, it's hard to get orange out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like Georgia Tan.
Yeah. It does smell like orange slices, though. It's nice.
Yeah. OxyClean will do it.
Yeah. Donnie Mays.
OxyContin.
Donnie Mays here. That's what he sounds like.
So, Jesus Christ. For the record, we're 26 minutes in and I just turned to page 2.
That's all right.
Of my notes. This is an episode with a whole lot of cul-de-sacs of dickery.
That's good. It's all right.
Yeah. So,
we're back, baby.
Her father is a judge. And the stuff I read said that he was a domineering, controlling, racist, sexist judge, a.k.a. a judge from Mississippi in 1890. Like, no shit. Thank you for those descriptions.
Was he racist or just stereotyping? That's what I want to know. People get those confused nowadays.
I suspect he was racist.
Okay.
Yeah. So he put her in piano lessons. He wanted her to be a pianist.
But she couldn't play the black keys.
That's right. That's really good. That's two. That's a twofer.
I'm on fire. Like the cross in his neighbor's front yard.
So she goes to college and she gets a degree in music. She takes social courses at Columbia University. I don't really know what that means. That's some 1913 shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to college for? I'm taking social courses.
Yes, I'm majoring in bakery.
Yeah. What? Basically, bakery. What are you majoring in? Woman. Yeah. Okay. She took social courses.
Hemming 101.
Yeah. So, but she hates playing the piano. She wants to be a lawyer. Her father, like, which is weird, sits her down and like tutors her and gets her ready to be a lawyer, helps her pass the bar. And then at the end of the day, forbids her from becoming a lawyer because it's not a womanly profession. Mm. Well, then why'd you fucking help her pass the bar? Cause you wanted her to fail and say, that's cause you're a dumb woman.
You wanted her to love piano and penises and neither worked out.
That's right.
Yeah. She was a penis hating pianist.
Yeah. Control.
She was. So she becomes a social worker since she can't become a lawyer. But again, I think that backstory gets her ready to do what she's going to do because now she knows the law.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she knows what she can get away with and how to fucking bamboozle people and all this stuff. But she becomes a social worker at the Mississippi Children's Home Society. And she, I'm trying to find, so she ends up adopting people, placing poor children in adoptive homes without consent of both parents.
And this is like saying conditions are unsanitary.
And this is before her theft has started.
So,
but she starts to like really push the boundaries of what you should be doing with adoption. She starts doing it.
So this is my question. I don't know if you guys ran across anything about her past that may have done it, But was there a situation that you guys know of that she saw like some bad shit happen to some poor kids and then decided like to do the Robin Hood shit? You know what I mean?
Sounds like she's pretty well off. I think that.
Well, I know, but I mean, like you would think like you would have a situation where the person would go like, oh fuck, like I feel horrible for those children. They have to live in this mess or
she's
whatever.
Not philanthropic in any way. Like she didn't leave any money when she died. She's fucking bad. She's keeping all the money. It's not like she's. Yeah. Took kids that were in a bad situation, put them in a good situation, took the money and put it towards getting more.
No, I know
kids.
That, but I'm just saying, like, even if you didn't, even if you're like, no, yeah. You know what, I can make money doing this, I can make a living bettering these children's lives.
No, she didn't, you know what I mean? She was like taking them away from their mom and then telling her parents are dead. Like, that ruined that kid. That didn't help that kid.
I mean, to put them in a better family?
Like, she had an actual orphanage that she would place them in until they were placed and something.
500, like, no, I'm saying 500 of them died under her care, and she molested some of them.
I mean, that's a small percentage. But I'm saying, like, on the other side, like, was there good being done, you know, like...
To answer your question for the fifth time, I think not.
No.
Yeah, she was molesting kids.
Nothing indicated that.
A bunch of them died from, like, malnourishment because she just put them like they were eggs on the shelf waiting to be sold.
She put several of them with people who were known, like, pedophiles and had, like...
Yeah, dude,
like,
she made...
affairs with children. She would, like, let them adopt the
She sold teenage girls to, like... dudes and like something weird, like made them say daddy on their lap,
sit on their lap and fucking... call them daddy and shit, like just weirdness.
It wasn't good.
No,
I might be out of context, but
maybe I'm not getting what you guys are saying.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
So she's not too bad, is what you're saying. Yeah.
So, as she starts doing her wheeling and dealing in this earlier place in Mississippi, she ends up not being smooth enough because she's still learning the ropes. And one of the parents sues to get their child back. And the little schemes that she's running.
I don't think she had judges paid off and doctor friends yet. And I think that state that she was in was a little more strict about what the regulations were. Right. They had stuff in place when she takes off. They kind of loosey goosey about it.
So she ends up moving and she moves to Memphis and starts to work for the Tennessee Children's Home Society, which is where she does all of her damage, right? And before she moves, she ends up in 1922. She adopted an infant herself. She probably fucking stole him, took a girl, named her June. Mm. And at this point, she also
she stole one every month, but that's just the one she kept.
Yeah, so she liked named that her June. One, she fell. Yeah, she
February
fell for,
died.
I guess we'll get rid of August.
Yeah, that's right. She fell for a woman named Anne, who was 8 years her junior. And Anne and June and Anne's daughter end up. She gives a son to a birth out of wedlock, and their little family ends up moving to the new place to start their child stealery.
It's like a fish hatchery, but it's
basically
child stealer.
And I had never heard of this term before, but basically at the time when there were two financially independent women living together, they called them Boston marriages. And it was socially acceptable, but at about this point it was becoming less socially acceptable because it used to just be two women. Maybe they're widows, maybe whatever. They can't afford to live on their own. They end up helping each other out. They raise each other's children and they work with each other, but there wasn't necessarily a sexual connotation to it. Mm. But by
just
this,
partners
by this well, right. You can't own property or fucking what some harsh bullshit like fucking 1890s law.
Yeah.
But by this point, everybody's like, oh, so you mean they're lesbians?
Like hot scissoring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Brent, what is the Boston cream pie?
The Boston cream pie?
Yeah.
I have no idea for them. I got nothing for that.
No?
No, it's just a dessert.
What's a Boston marriage?
Yeah, that's what it was. It's a Boston marriage, so that's why I was asking what the Boston cream pie was.
That's just not a good ring. I don't know. I don't feel anything for it.
You don't feel anything?
I'm not getting anything, yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned.
It wasn't obscure enough. Boston cream pie is a pie. I mean, there probably is something for Boston. There's probably a real sex move for Boston cream pie.
I know, but I'm saying the lesbian version. Like, who's spitting in who's
hot scissoring with yeast
vagina.
Infections?
Oh.
Is that better?
Oh. That was horrible.
Why'd you push him?
I don't know. I was just asking. I thought it was a good name for something. I mean, I'm not the master.
That's actually, I stole that. It's actually called the clam chowder, but I made it be called that.
Okay.
Because I had nothing.
That's for New England.
Yeah, when you're bumping, that's a New England when you're bumping clams with the yeast infection, it's called the clam chowder.
So you have to say chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder. Yeah.
So in 1924, she starts her racket in earnest. She starts to place advertisements in newspapers. One of them had a photo of a smiling blonde infant with the caption, "Want a real live Christmas present?"
I got a picture of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost used it for the, there's just too much text on it, but.
But yeah, so she goes around like acting like she's this like matron of like social work, and she's inventing these new ways to do adoptions and that she cares and nobody else does. Cause up until this point, to be honest, like orphans and adoptions were like not done.
Right.
It was like, if you're an orphan, fuck off and die, live in an orphanage. You're not going to survive, too bad.
Yeah.
So
it's Annie status.
Like one of the, like the one
socially awkward probably too, to be like, oh, that's my adopted kid.
Right.
Like it's probably some weird charity case thing.
And like a lot of the stuff that I read is that the one good thing that came from this crazy evil bitch is that she actually, because of her advertising campaign and because she did so many adoptions in so many states, she literally changed the nation's attitude about adopting children. And now adopting children wasn't such a bad thing, and taking the, and her weird thing.
Well, they saw that people are wanting to adopt children.
Right. But her weird thing of taking children out of poor situations and upgrading them to more wealthy situations, like that became appealing. Like now suddenly middle class and upper class people were like, oh, we could help a child in need. They're in an orphanage. They're always going to suffer. We could adopt them and give them a good life.
Yeah. It was a real Angelina Jolie situation.
Yeah. And oddly enough, that mindset change largely happened from this evil bitch and her PR and the stuff that she did.
I wonder if there was always a stigma that I think if it was a stolen child for 20 years,
probably
like, I want one, but I don't want a stolen one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe you did want a stolen
one. Maybe you did. Who cares?
You have to do the Carfax on the baby, man. Baby so facts.
The thing that makes this really become like a solid movie or TV show is the fact that her partner in crime, the guy who
there
she
is
pays
a movie
off,
of this.
There is.
Shit. Yeah. I don't know. It was a
Lifetime TV movie.
Look it up.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm adopting a Mexican kid.
Nice.
Cause then I can have them, I could pretend like I don't speak English and I can have them go like order food for me and stuff. So I talk to the store, use my debit card.
That's one reason.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I think it'll help them out with their mathematical skills.
The other thing is if you have a Mexican baby, you can say anything you want about Mexicans and no one can call you racist.
Exactly.
Like my son's Mexican. Yeah. Fuck you.
My son's a spick.
See,
yeah.
Like in context,
that was just context. In context, I was just trying it out. Yeah.
That joke was
I wouldn't
not
really say that
in context.
I wouldn't really say that
unless and you actually, adopted a Mexican.
A lot of people think I'm Mexican anyway.
That's true.
On here, so that's on the podcast, I'm Mexican.
But yeah, so she ends up going to a guy named E.H. Crump, who's also called Boss Crump.
Ooh.
And Boss Crump is also from Mississippi, and he's on and off the mayor. And he's the boss, like he's the political leader of this entire time. You know, you look at the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1920s.
That's what I was thinking. There's a lateral fucking Dukes of Hazzard going on in a different part of the United States.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where was Hazzard County at?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
But even like you look at,
had to be in Tennessee.
You look at like Boardwalk Empire, you look at like, I mean, you look at different mob towns, there's a boss.
Yeah.
Like they run the politics, they run the legal stuff, they run the illegal stuff. This guy did that.
Mario Brothers.
Exactly. This guy did that for here. And she pays him off nicely. He gets a taste of every single adopted stolen child.
Yeah, yeah.
And he makes sure. He makes sure that there's no investigations that ever start.
Protection.
Exactly. Yeah. Like when
the
judges...
first five episodes of Dukes of Hazzard were shot in Georgia.
There we go.
That's crazy.
This is in Tennessee though.
So
yeah, her name is Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird quinky dink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her name's Georgia. She's born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and she lives in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's why no one could catch her.
Yeah.
Like the police
They're
would be
confused.
Like, so there's a woman stealing babies. What's her name? Tennessee.
Georgia. No.
Her name's Georgia. Yeah. Where's she from? Where she's from? Philadelphia. She's from up north. No, Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Wait,
what?
The one in Illinois? No.
Georgia?
That's her grandma.
She drives an orange Charger. That's all we can be sure about.
Exactly.
So if you see a Confederate flag, you're probably on her tail.
It's the Dixie flag, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So
Jesus Christ.
Protective.
White cracker motherfucker.
So Boss, I already forgot his name.
Boss
Crump. What a great fucking name. Boss Crump.
I don't know if it's great.
That's great. Like for this story.
For this show, this story,
anybody,
yeah.
It couldn't be anybody but Boss Crump.
It sounds very fictional. It sounds like a bad writer.
He's just like a fat guy that talks like Foghorn Leghorn and has like a little skinny tie. I say. Like,
I say, give me $500. Yeah,
give me $500. You keep your stolen baby.
He's the professor on fucking The Water Boy. What is the medulla oblongata?
That's what I picture.
So
fucking Colonel Sanders
sitting around getting crumped all day,
getting crump.
But the other thing is, she has another co-conspirator who's much closer in the business with her, and it's Camille Kelly, who's a juvenile court judge in the city. So he ends up acting like he's in the best interest of the children and working closely with her. So everyone knows, like, oh, if you want to adopt a child, go to this judge. And it's a judge and it's a social worker and the fucking mayor of the town.
Rumors have to circulate a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
But it took years.
Well, no, the thing is, though, it's happening all the time.
Look at a child porn ring, though. Like, there's so many people involved. Not their content.
Oh, the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, just the ring.
Look at the ring itself. Yeah, the fire. Still, and
24 karat. Nice. Oh. Forced it.
And well, no. Look at the ring. Like, there's a child porn ring going on. And there's fucking hundreds of people involved.
Right.
Or even 50. It's happening. You know what I mean? There's people that know about it, you know?
Well, but here's the thing, though. So a parent finds out that this bitch stole their baby. And goes to the police. So the police refer him to that officer who settles all the cases of stolen babies, who's in fucking Boss Crump's pocket and stops anything from happening. And the cop goes back and says, you know what? It wasn't stolen. Your baby's dead.
Yeah.
Like talks to the doctors, talks to the,
and he has like a piece of dog poop. He's like, here's your baby.
Here's your baby. Yeah. Right here.
Don't
That's
I know
not
you,
my baby.
Kini.
That's a piece of dog poop.
Yeah. I stole a baby while you're taking a pee-pee.
Yeah.
Somebody out there knows that one.
Okay.
You don't know that?
No.
Daikini?
No.
Brownies?
I'm trying.
You stole your baby when you're taking a pee-pee?
No.
Nah.
Never heard it.
No. You guys have heard that.
But one of the articles I read, though, does say that she was waging a class war. She thought that poor people were incompetent parents and were always going to fuck up the babies. And she thought that the wealthy people were great parents and deserved all the babies.
Well...
you turned into De Niro. Anyone who's watching the live stream can rewind and look at that face.
It's like a cow and a cat and De Niro. Meow.
Meow. Let me tell you something, Dave.
Meow, meow.
I got nipples. Can you milk me?
That was more like Baldwin doing Trump.
Wow. That's good too. I can always do two impressions at once. Like I do an impression of somebody doing an impression of somebody.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're good at that. That's what we're good at.
Yeah. So, she ends up,
we're good at bad impressions.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
I'm really good at bad.
It's really hard. You're either good at them or bad at them. You know what I mean?
Losers always whine about their best. Serious. How many dragons do you know?
How many dragons do you know?
You're just pretty good though. Come on, Brad. Huh?
You can't escape the rock.
That's pretty good.
I have a Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
Well.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm a furious George.
Well. That's not a very good Reagan.
Yeah. What's
Reagan? Oh, yeah.
Well.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I thought it was okay.
Well.
Well.
All right, all right. I didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
What about George Clinton?
Oh, George Clinton.
What about George Clinton doing Ronald Reagan?
George Clinton doing Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's, well.
No.
That's Bill Clinton.
That's Bill Clinton.
I said George Clinton.
The dog catch you. The dog catch you.
Weapons of mass destruction.
No. What? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, George Clinton.
That was. That was a George Bush quote with a Bill Clinton voice.
You're on a different level.
No, I'm
on a whole nother level.
He's got a point, but that's very tier one.
That's
very,
but that's some fucking Georgia coming from Philadelphia, Mississippi, living in Tennessee shit right there. This is meta. This is like the Inception episode.
Pretty judgy over there for not having a George Clinton impression.
You mean like Judge Tan?
Ooh.
Judge Tan?
Yeah.
What's that?
Georgia Tan's father.
Judge Tan.
Who was a judge in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
I'm lost now.
See?
I heard Tan.
That's because at this level, it's slower than in the level above us.
In Big Trouble in Little China, is someone's named Tan? I feel like there is.
I can't remember. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I had to rewatch.
I hate Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I know.
You do.
So her methods.
Unless he's got lipstick.
It's getting
and
worse
tank
and worse.
So we already talked about a lot of this. She bribed nurses and doctors in birthing ward. Yeah. So there were doctors and nurses that were already in on it and would just swipe the baby, say they were dead, and fucking give them off to
her. Just a simple, their baby's dead. Sorry.
Yeah. Stillborn. Sorry.
Like it didn't cry. They were just like, don't spank that baby.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Fucking run off.
Right. Yeah. That's the weird part.
Yeah.
I heard it cry. I'm pretty sure.
The stillborn thing is weird.
Like this is almost,
I mean,
like,
it'd be easy to say they died overnight.
There's a lot. Yeah.
You're in a lot of pain and they know what's going on. They dope them up and they're like, yeah, that was a dream. You didn't make it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But even if it wasn't stillborn, it'd be easy enough. Fucking 1920. Guess what?
Yeah,
odds are when you wake up in the morning, your baby's dead.
And things have changed too. Like now they can't take the baby from you. Like you go with the baby when it goes to get its hearing test. You go with the baby when it goes and does.
And you've got like matching bracelets that everybody scans and fucking.
Yeah. Because of this shit.
Yeah, because
like, people are doing
right
this
here.
Shit. Yeah. And I don't think it's because of her. I think it's shit's gone on.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean? Further, they've swapped babies and all that shit.
They would take, if there were babies born in prisons or mental wards, yoink, like anytime a baby was born in a local prison or a mental hospital, they just took them.
It's Lopan.
Lopan.
Well, I know Lopan. I didn't know if there was also a tan.
Just heard, maybe the little dude that runs around them seems that.
But even older children, like you said, were snatched off the treat by Tan or the people who worked for her and were told, like, they would basically get picked up and be told, like, just some random kid, like, we just, what's your name? Oh, Sam Smith. Sam, we thought that was you. Your parents are dead. Yep. Like, we came to let you know.
If you're Sam Smith and you just tuned in, don't worry. We were just telling a story. Yeah.
Unless you're the Sam Smith whose parents just died.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. 50 years ago, 100 years ago. How long ago?
So
100 years ago, almost.
But they would falsify adoption records.
50 years ago.
They would destroy any trace of the original child's. So they would go into the actual county records and destroy the birth certificate for the baby they snatched. So there was
back before the internet was just burning them in
a folder. Yeah, exactly. So they would just like do that shit instantly. More and more parents would start to object because they found out what was happening.
Well, parents just don't understand anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But then they were told, now you're complicit. Like you've had this baby for a year and a half. Do you really want to give them up? And by the way, you committed a felony, you know, like the whole thing is,
well, they didn't have
up.
Anything to do with the babies. Like so many people moved on with their life probably after they had the baby. You know what I mean? The baby died. Whatever, they moved on. They had three other kids right after that because they're poor.
Yeah,
have a bunch of kids.
Yeah. But the treatment of it, they were treated like shit. Allegedly, she molested a lot of the girls that she abducted. Like I said, she sold teenagers to men who were possible pedophiles. She made women sit on men's laps and call them daddy. She would straight up sell them to large prosperous farms that needed more farmhands. So they would just adopt like four or five of them and suddenly have a bunch
like
of
new age
labor.
Slavery.
Yeah.
Like,
and buy one, get one free.
Stop us.
Once the stories all started to come out, like these children were placed in such like in homes that no one would place a child in. And some of them starved. Some of them died from malnutrition. Rape was regular from the children that she sold off. One of the children that I read about was a guy named Jim Lambert. And he even recalls,
he was a sheepish lion.
He was, he recalls, Tan coming in and taking all of them from their mother in 1932. I don't know what scam she ran, but he basically got placed in a home where he was just fucking horribly abused all of his life. And it was a home that no one would have sent a child to adopt. But this,
he was family. Promised a tour of a chocolate factory. I'm pretty sure he's covered in soot.
Yeah. So one case that I read, I actually already talked about that case. So the woman, Alma Sipple, great fucking names. Was one who
Whipple Sipple.
Her she had a daughter. Her boyfriend was in the Air Force and shipped out to Panama.
Yeah.
Tan found out from basically her network, like this woman is staying in a boarding house. The husband or the boyfriend just shipped off. She just had a baby. Oh, okay. So Tan shows up, befriends her, takes the daughter Irma to the doctor for her. comes back and says, nope, your baby died.
Yeah, she was a predator, man. Like, looking for people in interracial relationships. They knew, like, publicly during that time it wasn't accepted. Right. And they would, like, just talk them out of the baby.
Hey, ma'am, you're about to have a black baby.
Yeah. They did crazy shit, though, like I was saying earlier, like, where they pretended like they would adopt, but people that didn't have enough money to pay $5,000 for a baby, they would charge them for, like, background checks and processing of paperwork for the adoption process, and then just keep that money and then deny them and say, oh, you don't qualify.
Yeah.
But then take that money. So she was running a scam. Even if you couldn't afford that $5,000 baby, she would still get you with the paperwork and, like, background checks.
So this, get you for $1,000.
This woman who gets her baby stolen, goes to the hospital to try to visit the next day. And the doctors say, you can't visit because the baby was checked in by the Children's Home Society. So you have to go back and come in with Miss Tan, because she's the one that checked the baby in, and I have no proof that you're her mother. So Miss Tan is going to be the one that has to let you in. Sorry. And so she's like, okay. And she goes, can't track down Miss Tan for a couple of days, keeps bugging her and blowing her up. And then when she finally tracks down Tan, she says, your daughter died of pneumonia.
Probably not a far stretch back in the day.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Exactly. So she sends the child out to a couple in Cincinnati. And the couple in Cincinnati's
WKRP.
Their name was Chicago, the Chicago family in Cincinnati. And they renamed her Sandra. And in 1989, when, as a much older woman, Sipple was watching Unsolved Mysteries. Awesome.
I watched it.
Robert Stack.
I watched it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, did you guys watch it? So yeah, so she ends up seeing the
story.
How are
you not going to watch it? You hear that voice start and that music start? You know where you're not finishing that.
I didn't load the video or I want to watch the whole thing. So what happened on the video?
It's just that they go through a couple different cases. And at the end, as always, they do that thing where you think nothing's going to come of that thing at the end. It's like, if you were a friend or family member, have any information leading to the something, something in the case of the following names, and they show it. And then it'll recap because it's a rerun. It's like, after the air of the original in 1994, like, these two were reunited happily and brought together. Unfortunately, Johnny's dad was dead already. You never think anything's going to come of that fucking shit at the end. But back in the day, there was no internet back then.
Yeah, and it was on TV. Everybody's watching
that was
it.
The shit. Yeah. Everyone watched Unsolved Mysteries.
Yep.
That was the ancient alien of
Cops.
The day.
I still have the man running around in a leopard dress.
That, Cops, and America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted,
They filmed America's Most Wanted on my street. When I was on my street with the SH. That's how serious I was about it.
Watching the first 48 was good.
There was a dude that was running guns on our street and had a gun safe built in some fucking secret room when I lived over by the airport. And they fucking filmed it. They had the whole fucking truck out there and shit. Huh. Same street that a plane crashed on. Literally went out there one morning to ride my fucking bike, and there was a fucking tail section of a plane sticking out of our neighbor's yard. Huh. That was a crazy street. All kinds of stuff happened.
Hey, they found a whole tail section?
The plane. It was like a little plane, like a little two-seater plane.
But it wasn't demolished.
No.
It turned into a little tiny pieces.
It
kind
of just fucking landed in the backyard, in the tree.
Wild coyote.
Like some dude drinking coffee, and he like fucking through his patio window, he just saw a fucking plane land in his backyard.
Took out the treehouse.
Yeah.
It was like pre-9/11.
Yes. Way pre-9/11.
So... One of the reasons that this went on for so long is because she was so well insulated and she was so well protected. She was stealing babies from poor people. Mm-hmm. So they can't lawyer up. They're uneducated. They're poor. They can't afford a lawyer. They can't do anything.
She is a lawyer.
Right. She is a lawyer. So they couldn't really do much. And then she's the, you know, you're going against the wealthy lesbian of fucking Tennessee. And you can't stop her. Like, she's got
never
judges,
get to a land war with Asia.
Lawyers. Yeah.
What?
Or with Athelion when death is on the line.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Her ring was so strong that fewer than 10% of the stolen children were ever reunited with parents or siblings, even after her death.
She should have dropped. They should have dropped it in Mordor. That would have stopped her.
Well, that's what
if her ring was that strong. Yeah.
And that number, by the way, is the same percentage of the children who fucking died from malnutrition.
God damn.
So the same number got out as died of malnutrition under her care. So that's part of what's going on. But again, the judge, Camille Kelly, gave about 20% of the children to her. So this judge would be like, unfit mother, bang the gavel, give them to her, sell them. What's my take?
$250. Like,
fuck.
Sold. I mean,
what a fucking agenda.
Yeah.
He went auctioneer in the courtroom and he's like, whoops.
So some other famous people, none of whom I've heard of, also adopted people. Mm-hmm. Actually, Lana Turner. I've heard of Lana Turner. Pearl S. Buck.
That's a fuck.
June Allison and Dick Powell.
Those are all porn names.
Those are all. Those Dick are all Pearl S. Hollywood, Buck. Like old school, like golden Hollywood. I'm sure a lot of people listening know who those people are. But the New York, the governor of New York, Herbert Lehman, also adopted a stolen baby.
You ever think about that? Like, you make no mark on this fucking earth. Like, that guy was the governor. I have no idea who that is. And the other people are famous celebrities from a different era.
He's famous for adopting.
At their time.
He's famous right now for adopting a stolen baby on a podcast that talks about tentacle pussy.
Yeah. That is crazy. Like, Ric Flair was a part of that. And then like, what was the other one? The God Cult or whatever, where like there's famous people that grew up in that, you know, like these really the famous Phoenixes. People. It's crazy. Like, you know,
that variable is.
Yeah. There's,
it's not like one in fucking
a million.
Yeah,
no, it's like
one in 5,000 like people become famous.
Right. Yeah. It's like weird. That's
there wasn't
strange,
even 5,000 in the children.
No,
God
that's
cult
a
stuff.
Strange thing.
It's a smaller sample.
Yeah.
It empowered them.
So by the mid 40s,
weird though,
it all starts to fall apart. Tan's diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Oh,
but
kind of funny. It came back around.
Yeah. The uterine cancer was actually in her pancreas.
Oh, well,
was it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Well, you can't be born in Philadelphia, Mississippi either. Tell her pancreas that, Boss Crump's.
She
influence.
Called her pancreas Texas, just
exactly,
for the record.
Exactly.
Her pancreas had a nickname. Yeah. It was OSCAR. Yeah. Texas for short.
Yeah.
Boss Crump starts to lose his power.
She likes maple syrup with her pancreas.
her pancreas is named Ottawa. A guy named Gordon Browning, who was Crump's political enemy, becomes governor of the state in 1948, and Crump's days are numbered. So Crump starts to lose his power. She's diagnosed with a cancer that you can't survive at that time. The governor, Browning, appoints a special investigator to look into her and what she's been doing with children and all this stuff. Because, of course, people know at this point, but no one's able to step in and stop
it. She's been doing God's work. Okay.
But she still has enough power and enough clout that...
That's from eating too much red meat.
The state's case...
Touch your toes.
Yeah. The state's case against her was only presented, like, she delayed it and got it pushed back with all of her power and wealth until just a couple of days before she died. So a couple of days before she died, they announced that they were formally investigating her and all this stuff.
She went into a coma or something and then eventually died.
Okay.
And the judge got out of that shit too.
Yeah. The judge got out.
No one actually got prosecuted for any of those crimes.
Nope.
Nor did they really make any effort to try to look for anybody.
But and the thing is, though, even the special investigator that was looking into her, they were kind of pulling a fucking Al Capone. They weren't getting her for being a fucking kidnapper. They were getting her for fucking tax fraud. They were looking at her financial practices, not
and then they
her
probably
kidnapping.
They probably found out some other shit.
Well, like, no, I think the financials
getting the money.
Well, no, I think it was the exact opposite. The financials are what they could prove. Like, we have judges and doctors and everyone else blocking the kidnapping.
That's what I'm saying, though. They're saying, like, they started looking into her for her taxes, saying, where the fuck is she getting this money from? And they're like, oh, that's what she's doing.
Well, no, I'm saying it was the opposite. Okay. I'm saying they knew the kidnapping was happening in the first place, but they couldn't build a case. But they could build a case on her fraudulent money.
Mm. All I know is, if you ever say special investigator again, I'm going to edit in the Law and Order noise. If it ever happens, on any future episodes.
Dun, 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 dun,
right now, it was
dun.
At 57:35. If I can remember that, which
you
I will not, I will put
there's
that sound in there. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I do have a funny thing that's happened. In the last 3 weeks, people have used the word salary, like, I'm not hourly, I'm on salary. And every time anyone says, it's three separate occasions that happen. Every time it happens, I say my friend Dave's allergic to celery.
And then Dave's allergic to celery.
I just walk away.
Stupid.
It's funny to me, though.
I used to get a salary.
Yeah. And you found out you're allergic.
I'm allergic to it.
Yeah, you're allergic to it. You okay?
Just thinking about it.
It was the celery. Yeah.
Damn, he's allergic to the sound of celery.
Yeah.
I don't say celery, though. I say salary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better. It's in everything.
Did
isn't
you hear
it?
That Robert Mueller released his, like, he gave a special statement this week?
Is that the guy from Twilight?
Who the fuck is that?
A special investigator.
I don't know who that is.
Dun, dun. Who's Robert Salary?
So the
you mean Robert California? That guy's a creep.
Hey, Robert Downey Jr. came out with a...
Born in Memphis, Kansas.
Robert Downey Syndrome.
Who came out with the special report, you said?
Robert Mueller.
Who the fuck is that?
Surgeon special General. Investigator. It's the Surgeon General.
Oh, the Surgeon General? Yeah. Yeah. What's he surgerize?
General things. It's pretty basic.
He does surgery in general?
Yeah.
No matter what you need, he can do it.
His name is Dr. Detroit.
Yeah, generally.
Dr. Detroit. Just he doesn't work on brains.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he shies away from.
He was born in Kalamazoo, Tennessee.
General practice surgeon.
Oh, man. So the judge who
your
was,
glasses suck, Dave.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, they do.
Struggling over there.
The judge, what are you going to do? You're just going to deal with it? You can't, you have no options.
I'm adjusting to it.
I'm adjusting to it, Brent.
I mean, the problem is,
thanks for pointing it out, Brent.
I'm trying to learn how to see. Okay?
The problem is the reading glasses, I would need to like be reading that right here. Mm-hmm. But then like, hello, camera, like notes.
No, you're not
I
blocked.
Can't see you.
You got side profile like, on that I'm, angle. You're like, good.
It's just, it's lame. There's no way around it. It just fucking sucks.
Yeah, side boob.
So the was the judge a female?
I think so. Camille Kelly.
Okay. Yeah, I just assumed it was a male because it was the fucking 20s.
Oh, who
the
knows
South.
Though?
But this one, it's I have a female sippy pronoun. And, yeah, who knows?
You know, Whoopi.
But Kelly was protected by the Crump machine as well, and she died in 1955 of a stroke. So no one ends up getting in legal trouble for it. No one, none of the doctors, none of the fucking nurses, none of the social workers, not Boss Crump,
so nothing
not the
happened.
Fucking judge. Like everybody just gets away scot-free.
So this shit happened and nothing happened.
And then the only people who were getting prosecuted both died before any prosecutions be presented against them. And they just fucking pocketed a shitload of money and just ruined the lives of 5,000 families.
And it's
I'll take that back. They ruined the lives of 4,500 families. 500 families were like, thank God our baby's gone.
I don't know that you can prove that.
And there wasn't any really good documentaries on this either. There's like 7-minute videos and some little bullshit anywhere. There's some stuff that's like, you know, that you can read about it, but it was kind of more difficult than normal to find video content. You would think that that would be like 5 different fucking channels would have done some special about the woman that stole 5,000 babies and sold them to the rich. It's like Dirty Little Secret or something fucking weird.
And I didn't
like,
understand it, but it said that one of the after effects wasn't just that it changed the nature of the way people viewed adoption. This particular case also made states start to put on the books that adoptions are sealed.
I think
so you'll never know
that was advantageous to her to cover her tracks. So you couldn't figure out, you couldn't find the parents if you wanted to.
So she put that shit.
So
in
her
place.
Purpose for that I was see. That, but it had other uses, I guess, later so that people couldn't go back on their, go find their parents. Like because people would want to give their child up for adoption and they don't want the child to find them out of shame, or they just did not want a kid and they didn't want him to find him. So it ended up translating to that, but her original purpose,
it seems like that law should like hide it. Yeah, that's a legit law, but at 18, let's unlock it. Like it seems like if you're a kid and you become 18 and you want to know,
then you only got rid of your problem for 18 years, I guess. And then all of a sudden that shit might come back. You got some fucking super emotionally fucking eruption kid coming across four states to find your ass. I don't know.
I guess I was thinking of the kid, not the parent.
I've never been in a situation where I thought about giving a kid up for adoption. So I don't know what circumstances.
I think at that point for the kid, it wouldn't matter. They wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I was like 16 when I like, before I ever like met my dad. So
yeah. And you weren't 15. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. I don't have any anger or anything weird like that. Yeah. Definitely not that. That didn't happen.
That's weird.
He did live in Tennessee though.
Mississippi,
Georgia, Tennessee.
Yeah, come here, boy. Sit
on the Mississippi side.
Yeah. And I said, let me look at you with my good eye.
It's a small town, not a lot of people heard of it. New York.
Yeah.
New York, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia. Yeah.
So,
it's a province, really.
If anybody listened to another podcast about Georgetown recently, I urge you to compare the two and think about which one you like better.
Dick, diddy, dick, dick, dick. Tentacle pussy. They didn't have that. That's for sure.
You're a copycat.
Ricky Dicky Dicky?
That's what they talked about on the other podcast.
Ricky Dicky Dimbo?
Yeah.
They could have not.
They did.
They did.
I listened to it.
Well, I didn't. It was an original thought in my head.
And by the way, I think on Mars, they don't call it penis porn. They call it testicle porn.
Testicle porn?
Yeah.
Well, they have that too.
It's an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nikola
I've never
Testicle.
Been to Mars, so I don't know.
Yeah. Very weird.
Nikola Testicle? No? Nothing? Mm-hmm. Is that sponsor time?
Yeah.
I think I have a prize. I have a prize too.
You are a prize, my friend.
I am. I try. So, Or actually, real quick, because people are hard to get a hold of on social media. I posted I was going to give away some overstock that we have, and I found a couple sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. We had two small hooded sweatshirts, not to be confused with a hoodie.
These are a sweatshop.
Yeah, these are, or a sweatshop. That's a different thing.
That's at our other location.
Yeah, we found, cut time mark, minute and 4 seconds. 1 hour, 4 minutes, 23 what? Seconds. Never mind. It doesn't matter. This is going to get cut out. Talked about the sweatshops. So yeah, some sweatshirts, Mark. We have two winners, Ellie Kateko. I asked you to go like the fuck out of Ellie Kateko's Instagram, and apparently you guys caused quite the storm because I got messages asking what the fuck's going on. How come there have been like 300 likes in like a minute or something funny? And then screenshots of the chaos that was ensuing on their page, which is cool. It's cool to know that you guys can do something like that. So Ellie Kateko actually picked these. So Jonna Grunch and Becca Nark actually win. I'm assuming they're both small. Those are crazy names.
Jonna Narch and Beck. Are you really sure?
Becca Nark and Jonna Grunch. I didn't make those up.
You're a mean one.
I know they're super. They're super Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. They're fucking.
He's in a bunch.
Jonna Grunch. Are you serious?
She's the Grunch that stole Christmas and our sweatshirt.
She's the Grunch that stole Easter. She didn't want to step on a copyright.
True.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Becca told on her for it.
She fucking narked. You fucking narked.
Jonna stole it, and then Becca narked on her. Well, so
that's a good name. Jonna stole. It's a better name than Jonna Grunch.
Jonna stole it.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that too.
Anyways, you probably have messages on whatever social media we're able to find you, and please respond to those so we can mail you those sweatshirts. On another note, episode 389, Deepwater Horizon, Watson. What the fuck?
Their Watson name, died?
No, their name on social media is Watson Ad. They win a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. People's names are fucking so weird. Mm-hmm. Does Brent Van Tassel sound fucking crazy to you? Brad Taylor sound crazy? No. Dave Moten, those sound normal. We can't have a
one
fucking...
out of three sounds normal.
Wait, which one's the weird one? So... Frankie Pigeons.
Here's the test, Brent. When one of us says our last name to someone, they don't ask how it's spelled.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Van Testicle.
Mine's easy. Just like it sounds. it's like fantastic, but it's fantastical.
Exactly how it sounds.
How come you guys always pick on me?
I was picking on me too.
I didn't say anything.
I actually don't know how to spell Moten.
See?
Yeah. So maybe there's light. Maybe it's not me. All right. Thank you to Ellie Kateko Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor there.
Anyway, Taylor's my slave name.
Most major grocery stores, you can get it at little Mexican markets, most likely. It's at that Mexican restaurant on the corner. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on the eBays by the gallon with a pump on top. If you haven't tried it, go try it. They're awesome. Go like their social media. Let them know that we sent you there. If you post a picture of hot sauce, make sure you tag them, tag us. And then thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. They make printed goods. You can log into their website at printdirtcheap.com for stickers, all kinds of crazy stuff. Anything that can be printed, they can print it for you. And you can use code SOFAKINGPODCAST to save some money when you do that. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts. Those are available on our website. He can also make t-shirts for you if you have a business or a podcast or a band or something that warrants that, or a company function, a team building exercise. Maybe like a Tony Robbins-esque thing, but kind of half-ass, where you guys just put charcoal down in your backyard and there's only four of you.
A marathon.
But the music's still loud. And so is the attitude.
That's true. A marathon.
If you burn your stump, you can coal walk.
Ooh. Spread them out when you're done. I'll be there.
I can do that.
I'll go first.
Well, the good thing about a coal walk with a stump is if you time it right, you never have to step on the coals.
That's true. I lifted like a 500-pound trash can full of fucking tile, broken tile today. And my knees almost didn't do it. The knees are fucked up.
I'm getting there. You keep saying that it's trying to stop you. It will stop you.
No, it's
eventually,
not.
Age
it's
will get you, me. Sir.
No. I'd fucking waddle in. I'll fucking drag myself in there.
Yoda in there?
Like a fucking...
With a cast on?
Like a night crawler.
Put a trash bag over it so it didn't get sweaty. Soggy cast.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Digital Creations. And I said the winners.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Whatever Brad's got.
Yeah, Skull Member of the Month. And I was outvoted. I voted for Josh Burton's wife again.
Right.
But
she gets it enough, so she don't need that.
We all know who the real winner is. But anyway, the new Skull Member of the Month for June is the name that we do not speak.
Dave's going to say it, though.
Dave has to say it.
Diana Anzarina.
I guess. That's who you guys picked.
Yes.
Brad's bitter about hashtags, so.
Anyway, so yeah,
he's hashtag hurt.
She's Skull Member of the Month. I don't know why.
You could have won her over. Could have won her back.
Who?
You. With the gift of the Skull Member of the Month.
I know.
You could have taken credit for that. You're a genuine guy, though. You're genuine. I'm proud of you for taking your stance.
I don't want to. She could have been nice to me, too. She's not.
I like her. She's awesome.
No. I don't.
Yeah,
she's really awesome.
Yeah.
I've gotten fresh vegan baked goods from her.
I hope she's
fresh with her. I hope she's close.
I hope you picked her. I hope she sends you a fucking a bunch of celery. Yeah. You dick.
Is that how you get paid? I thought you were hourly. Yeah. I'm confused about this whole thing.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's go member of the month.
That was as painfully awkward as we hoped it would be.
Yeah, better.
If you're on Reddit, go to r4sasofkingpodcast. You can vote for a new Skull Member of the Month. Ooh, we can do an impeachment, maybe. You're going to impeach.
If enough Skull Members sign the waiver.
You're going to impeach Diana. We'll get some votes together, get some pin on the paper, and see what we can do. If you're on Reddit, go to r4sasofkingpodcast. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, @SofaKingPodcast. Instagrams, I am @RaisedWithWolves. We have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. Also, check out the Captain S _ SK quotes, Sofa King Podcast Art Unofficial, Hilgenfeld and Jimmy D's Tees, and look up El Yucateco Hot Sauce Official on Instagram. If you're not on the unofficial SK Ultra fan group, join that on Facebook. There's a pin post where you can add topics and vote on topics. So do that there.
There's also a pin post in
on the Reddit. Yeah. Well. So check out Reddit. You can also do that. You read my mind, Dave.
If you're not in the group, go to our group and join. And if you're not a pussy, there's a push-up challenge right now. So,
push-up challenge.
100 push-ups a day for 30 days for this whole month. So
that's good.
3,000 push-ups. We did it once before. A ton of people did it. It was pretty cool. So right that's on. Out there right now.
Out there. Or if you don't want to join the group and you just want to do it, you can do that too.
Yep. But how would we know you did it?
I know.
Because it's the honor system anyway.
You would know.
That's true.
You would know yourself. So if you want to do that, if it sounds like a good idea.
Then your cat would know.
That's right. If you have a cat. I don't have a cat.
Right.
I have a dog that looks like a cat.
Your dog probably won't.
Go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast to support the show. Also go to sofakingpodcast.com/shop. That also supports the show if you don't want to join Patreon. Go to the playlist on Spotify, Sofa King Podcast 2019 for all the end songs for this year. And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
That's it. All right. Don't be a retard.
Ladies and gentlemen, lion, tigers, and bears, giraffes, sea urchins, alligators, and all that shit. I am Jazzy Fenzel Burgundy, Omar Luther King, Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and I'd like to introduce to you Black Fenzel. Go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la. My hands up, I let go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la.
$200 on the jacket like Magic Johnson. Got a couple chains off Slauson. Silhouette looking like Charlie's Angels. I lose her with a drip of sangria. White that spurt life ain't that serious. Love with a double burned up like Leia. Make me wanna check my blood pressure. Am I being too obvious? I got a crush, it's nothing else. I swear it's nothing else. Wake up feeling like Adriana Lima. Waving my feet, yo, right up by the Vima. Do my
dance like ooh la la. When she drug like oh my god, make me sweat like exercise. Double up and shaking fast.
I heard a call from the mountaintop Joba. So I put my cloak on and I walked. Coined the peasant in the grasslands with a wand. Cast my spells with some peasants, now we roam. We left our shanties in the village with nowhere to go. Just a group of outcasts with the gift of hope. Well now we're eating grapes and the finest cheese. Achieving wisdom from the wizards we once tried to be. Now all the people from my village want to come with me. The thing with magic is you cannot have it if you don't believe. You did not believe, they did not believe. You can tell me things, this was all foreseen. You're not one with me. I bought a horse with the shillings that you took and then gave back to me. I met the queen that you praised so much, she's into me. I bought a castle in the shire with the moat and the catapult. I keep it clean with my medieval flow.
My hands up, I let go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la. My hands up, I let go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la. I had a dream for a nigga like me to show up like this. Why you gotta hate looking at my pace? Put your face screw, hope it gets stuck like this. Never even care to appear or hit my career. Trust me, you don't gotta touch my shit. Pulling every card out the cuff, no bluff, it's enough to discuss. I won't be the one to rush that shit. Couldn't crush my gift, even if I'm in a thousand pieces. Listening to menaces, I pledge allegiance to my every weakness. Why they spread their secrets? Call my G's facetious, but they can't believe this. So they act like the world shouldn't know about me. All I know is they wanted to move without me. How they used to doubt me, but you can't renounce me like la, 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 la.
Thank you.